Welcome everybody, Shia number 958. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaron Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Getting back to our Malacha of Memachek. Okay, so we started talking about Shia in reference to from the Mishnah Berurah. We brought down how to work with mud a little bit, not so much Negev for today, what they used to have in those days. They used to have sharp pieces of metal. We said sharp pieces of iron in front of shuls, in front of houses, and they would scrape their shoes. And we said that is running into a problem of memachek, scraping, smoothening out leather, because when you're wearing leather shoes, that's a problem. We're going to see other type of shoes also. We'll try and get into that a little bit. But then we saw bottom line was if somebody does it gently, so in most cases, usually it's not a problem. I just want to go through a little bit more in reference to that Indian from the Sefer Oitzer Halachis. So he brings down a reference to scraping off mud from the shoes. Now we mentioned last time, very important to keep in mind, V'chol ze bekaneach tit lach. It's we're talking about our cases, says the Sefer Oitzer Halachis, is all when it's wet mud. But if it's tit shekavar nis yavesh, Al gabe menolav viraglov, then also lekancham b'shabbos, that will taka be a problem. Dried up mud is a problem because we said it's running into a problem of toichen grinding. So first of all, he says, brings on the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, that's good guy. If you're taking, let's say, a piece of paper, something like that, right, paper towel, pre-cut paper towel, these tissues, these type of things, you're going to your avo, a thicker paper towel, whatever, to get off the mud, that would be okay. That's fine, because that's not running into a problem of memachek. It's only over there whereby one is actually scraping it. So then just wiping it, like we said, and these with tissues, pre-cut paper towels, even a towel possibly, that would be okay. Okay, then he brings down even with one's hands, somebody's going to wash their hands. Okay, so all that is fine. Now, as far as what we said in reference to somebody has leather shoes and they're going to scrape it and they have some mud, wet mud, now they want to scrape it on a wall or they scrape it on the floor, or sometimes on the floor, scrape it on the floor or on the wall. So that already a little bit of a machlokes because of the problem. The problem is that when you have, let's say, mud on one's shoes, if somebody has wet mud, there are those who answer it because of the problem of ashvei gumais. One is making, if you have a dirt ground, let's say somebody has, there's a dirt ground, and you start rubbing your foot over there, whether it's not so much the problem of the leather, it's a problem of either making a hole or smoothening out a mound that might be in the ground, which we're going to talk about, you know, how that works in reference to the malacha of chayresh, plowing, and we spoke a little bit about in reference to the malacha of boina building, but when you have a dirt ground and you smoothen it out and you level it out, that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So that would be a problem over here, according to some, whereby you're trying to get out the mud, but you're smoothing out the ground. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to a wall, you know, one is scraping their foot, their shoe, their leather shoe on the wall that has some wet mud on it, he brings down also, b'shem, that there are those who aser it, Valgabe, this is all brought down, by the way, in Sif Vav, what we spoke about last time, but Valgabe, we're just reading right now from the Sefer Yisrael Halachas, Valgabe Koizel Shalavonim, Yesh Oizrim Mishum Demechse Kamoisif Alabinyin. That looks, not it is, but it looks like you're adding to a structure, which we've spoken about in the Malach of Boina. You know, if you add, somebody puts cement or something like that into a wall, that of course can be done on Shabbos, that's Moisif Alabinyin. So over here it looks like also you're putting in wet mud that looks like it's adding to a structure on Shabbos, which is a problem. But the bottom line is, so said those who are machmir, but the bottom line is he does bring down the maisa that the Ramah brings, the shita of the Rosh, that's mater in both cases. Okay, because of the fact that the binyan gerua, who it's like a weak type of a building. I mean, the whole, it looks possibly like building, it's a very weak type of a thing. Nobody has kavanah to do that. The kavanah is just to remove the mud. Okay, so then he brings further that from the Taz that yesh l'smach al makilim the kaven who midi d'rabbanan. Since it's a d'rabbanan, you could rely on the makilim. So he brings from the Taz, and he brings this also from kachkas v'shulchan aruch rav mishabura and so on. So that on the ground, On the ground, you should do it lightly. Just be careful to do it. Preferably to do it, one should do it on a pavement. That's the best thing, to do it on a pavement, or on a or on the wall, like we saw, or on the beam, and so on. Okay, so now he goes further to say, like we just said, that he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the lechatchila toiv lekanech b'koyre. Best thing, if possible, preferably to do it on a beam, a bekoisel shel eitz, so let's say like a wooden type of wall, not so much a stone wall. A stone wall is usually worse because of the problems of boina. Shemutal divrei hakol, then it will be mutter according to everybody. And if somebody doesn't have one of these things in their surroundings, right? I have mud on my shoe and I want to scrape it off. I don't have a wooden wall, right? I don't have any beams available. So then he brings down, toiv lekanech b'koisel shalavonim yoisem mibakarik. It would be better to rub off the mud on the leather shoe on the b'koisel shalavonim, on a wall of stones, better than the ground. Because again, we want to keep in mind the ground. If you do it too hard, you're running into problems of ashvei gumais, you know, leveling out and making a hole and packing in the dirt or whatever. These are big problems. But again, when we say ground, we're talking about a dirt ground. When it comes to pavement, pavement is pavement. If it's just plain the pavement part of it, where there's no like separations in between, it's just plain pavement, so that's nothing. It's like the wall. That's the same thing like the wall. Okay, so now just to go through Sefer Lamentes Malachas brings down a few other ideas. Again, somebody has, what's the case? We have the leather shoe, and they got some dirt on their shoe. And they want to get, let's say, like we said, wet mud, and they want to get it off. Now, I do want to mention, he brings down also the Sefer Lamentes, the Sefer Eitzra Halachas, that the problem of dried up mud is teichin, but if it's something the person has on their shoe, some dirt, that there's no problem of teichin, let's say, you know, like a cookie piece got stuck on, or something like that, or something, a piece of food, whereby it was already ground up from before, or possibly something that didn't grow from the ground, whatever the case is if regular type, or just plain schmutz, you know, plain dirt, so that will be okay. It's only over there, but where you have a problem of mud dried up, that you have a problem of teuchin. So that's as far as the teuchin part, but anytime it's wet, like we said, and then you don't have to worry about it. He says also, he brings down the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 915, that scraping one's shoe against the edge of a stair, like we saw, as long as it's not so sharp, and even if it will be sharp, just doing it like the Mishnah Berurah said, doing it very gently. And certainly he brings down against the curb, concrete curb. Somebody, usually many times you have that, somebody got some schmutz or mud or something, wet mud on their shoe, right? So they have by the end of the street, you have over there the concrete curb, that just scraping it off over there would be fine. It's just don't scrub it to who knows what. You just scrape it off. It's no problem with the curb, the concrete curb on the sidewalk. That would be okay on the sidewalk. Now, in all cases, one should try, if possible, to, like we said, not to scrape it too hard, even when it's on the curb or whatever, because we did see that the Magen Avraham wants to say scraping against any bar, even if it's a thicker bar, whatever the case is, and it's a dull edge, even over there, it's problematic. So, you know, if somebody does it over there even hard, there's what to rely on. The Taz doesn't say that, but if where possible, always try and do it just gently and not so vigorously. And then you cover all grounds. But definitely if it's a sharp-edged thing, just to do it very lightly, that's for sure. But otherwise, all the other cases would be fine. Okay, this is just to end off the what we said from the Sefer Eitzer Lach. I just wanted to read it inside. Sefer Eitzer Lach says, "V'imhu maluch lach bedavar she'ein boi mishum toichein is shari." In other words, if the dirt is nothing whereby there's a problem of grinding, it's okay. Let's say a person has a piece of paper stuck on their shoe, whatever, something like that, with no wording. The wording becomes a little bit problematic, but paper towel, sometimes wet, and it's stuck on, so they're scraping it like that. So, you know, these are all fine, as long as you don't have an issue of toichein grinding, and which is usually most of the time dried up mud. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.